Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening to me under the surface of the sun. Hello and welcome to EGM Analytics, your one-stop in-depth market analysis podcast right here in the heart of Ikoyi, Lagos. I'm joined by Moses Kayode, derivative analyst, Eagle Global Markets, as he'll be illuminating on the market overview for the week. I remain your host, Winsala Gotemi, publisher EGM Analytics. And I do hope you are keeping safe during this pandemic. Moses Kayode, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on the program for the market overview for this week once again, Gotemi. It's been a wonderful opportunity to be back. For the market overview this week, we're going to be focusing basically on the report, because the report actually will tell us what actually will happen in markets. And let's look at the Australian economy, as we expect that. In the Australian economy, they will be expecting the central bank to give a speech, and also the Canadian governor to give speech on Monday, which actually gave the overview for what actually would happen. And also on Tuesday, of course, we're expecting French to give a report of their PMI, and even in Germany. And also on Wednesday, we expect the cash rate, also the cash rate on the part of the New Zealand. So these are the operative report that we'll be expecting. But more so on Tuesday, as we expect earlier, that there'll be reports on the PMI, both in US, UK. Of course, we're expecting a little bit increase and development on the part of that, so to show us the recovery mode in the market. Maybe possibly the market is increasing or is recovering gradually. Apart from that, of course, we have been expecting a lot of recovery, especially in the area of US, that it might be up to 50 or maybe a little bit higher. And on the part of Euro, we have been hearing some statements that the bleeding is stopped and possible healing is coming to the wounds. Equity markets, of course, is stabilizing gradually, as we see that. But the fear is just the second wave of the coronavirus spread, especially on the part of the United States, where we focus on the most populous part of the United States, like Florida, like Texas, and California. We got reports over the weekend that there was a spike in increase of the contagion, which we know that for sure that this will be a kind of effect on the economy. Of course, we have heard that there will be extension on the lockdown, which is on the part of the immigration. And if this is done, of course, a lot of business leaders have begun to warn against that it will affect the economy, and that if it affects the economy, it's actually going to show a lot of great touch on the economy, which will not be good for the economy of the United, especially the tech area. Apart from that, too, we will be looking at the election procedure and the process between the United States president, current one, the Donald Trump, and also Joe Biden. We saw the close range of traction between them, about 9.5%. So we look at the poll and to be able to express our details. So on the part of the European economy, we expect a further increase of about 50 billion euro to the economy, to add to the previous 100 billion on the government guarantee fund, as they will be expecting further guarantee loans in the system. Of course, we are expecting that all this will actually improve the economy, and depending on how it flow into the market, so it begins to show how it will help the economy, how it's going to help the production, now, and the job report also will be in focus, which we are going to be looking closely. These are the major reports that will be considering this week. as we go into the overview. Of course, we're not expecting too much strength on the part of the United States dollar. Of course, if the United States dollar is weak, then we expect a spike in some other stronger currency like euro, like Australian economy, and some other parts of the country. So this is just the market overview for this week. We'll come back with the markets wrap up as the week runs towards the end. Thank you very much.
To all our wonderful listeners out there, I want to say a very big thank you for joining us today on your one-stop in-depth market analysis podcast here in the heart of Ikoyi. My name is Winsor Agbotemi, publisher, EGM Analytics. Until I come your way next week, always remember to adhere to your trading plan or strategy. And if you don't have a trading plan or strategy, make one today. My name is Agbotemi.